Simin Reish Ches, Sif, Gimel Dalet Hey, Zayin Ches Tes, Bezer Hashem. We have a lot to do, and Hayom Kotzer V'Malacha Meruba. Any individual specific questions that are not just clarifying what we're discussing, please leave for the end. The Mechaber says, This is what we saw in Tesis that says sometimes they put in the kemach, they put in the flour into the almonds for as a binder, and sometimes it's lusar aleiv, and therefore toiv. To eat it, lagrim of psech hasuda, which mishabur is masbir. It's lachari a little bit shver what tesis means. It's pashup shad. Mamanam shach. If it's ludabik, it's mafurish gemar and dachlam etes. The ludabik does not get the din kol sheish points. What's the suffix? And if it's lusar alev, it's pashup that it's mazainis. So why should you take hasuda? Find out what it is. It says mishabur because sometimes it's for this, sometimes it's for that. You can't always know what the purpose is. Therefore, you have to be choshish that maybe it's also lusar alev, even though it's ludabik. Lasoyse nami lusoy. Chin kosher l'shar. He says. And therefore, the best thing to do it is to eat a techasudo. However, it's pashat lachero, like we said, that if it is ladabik, if you know for sure that it's ladabik, that's gemara daf lamates, that it does not get the din kol sheishpli. The tazan mechadish, that even if it's more than 50% flour, but it's ladabik, it also has the din of ladabik, and it doesn't get the chumr of kol sheishpli. However, it seems like from the sharatzin, it's not bor, it seems like from the sharatzin, besides the fact it says kmat v'metzis, you're never going to have it, that more than 50% it's going to be only the davik. But it seems like he's naita to say that in that case, in a chanami, like the achrein and the ramafakfik on the taz, that in that case we would not say, once it's more than 50%, we would not say the din of the davik, and we get a din of mezonos. Where does this play out practically? In a bunch of different places. One that's very well known is with regard to licorice and sour sticks. Chamtsutsim, as they call them here. That there is up to 30% flour in these. And it's a question, what the purpose is. Is it just used as a binder, or is it used also to give flavor? Now, most people make a shahakol kimdumani. The minhag ha'olam is to make a shahakol on both of these. However, there are those that say to make a mezainis, and those that do make a mezainis. Supposedly, there's a shmuah from Ramesha that somebody came to Ramesha with a piece of licorice, asked him a bracha, and Ramesha said, taste it and see if there's dagon, if it tastes like dagon. And he tasted it, and he says, yeah, it does. He says, okay, it's mezainis. So that's obviously it's hard to explain that, but I think most people that would taste the licorice, Ramesha wasn't passing what the bracha was. Ramesha was telling him according to what he tasted, what he would have to make. But lachar, most people that taste licorice, it's hard to believe that they taste the dogon. You never taste dogon, you never taste flour, but when you taste a piece of a cookie or a cake, it's clear what you're tasting has the flour, the texture and everything like that tells you that there's flour here. With licorice, I don't think that that's the case, as long with sour sticks. And certainly the meaning of rave people is to reckon the flour as a binder and you make a shahakol. A similar case is with cheesecake. Some cheesecakes, that was one of the questions, some cheesecakes they add into the cheesecake flour, not just as a binder, sometimes to hold the cheese together, but sometimes actually for the, it should be a little bit of a cakey taste in the flour. In that case, in a chanami, it's also for tam, and then you would make a mezainis on it. Now, that's also, once again, kefila, it says in siftes, the whole din of kol sheish b'chamesh mini dogon is only in a scenario where you taste, there's a tam dogon. So if you're just tasting cheese, but you don't taste the cakey type of cheese, like a cakey type of texture, then l'chura would not have the din of kol sheish b'chamesh, even if the person put it in for the sake of taste. It's hard to believe that they would put it in for taste if itaka doesn't taste. Usually there's enough that you should be able to taste. But then in a chanami, it would get a little bit stickier, and you'd have to know, if you're not 100% sure before you taste the cake, you'd have to know what type of cheesecake. I think the standard cheesecake doesn't have that flour, but there are cheesecakes that do. Now, there's a different question with regard to cheesecake, and that is that the bottom layer of the cheesecake is usually a crust. And why is that crust there? That crust is a mezainis. Now, some people say that the crust is only put there that you should be able to hold the cheesecake. It should hold the cheesecake in place. And therefore it's really a tuffle. It's like a cone which is holding your ice cream, which that really we have to see. That cone that's holding your ice cream is also not so simple. That it should be totally a tuffle is hard to believe. If they weren't baked together and it has a good taste, then the chur is similar to a ice cream sandwich, which you mentioned in the past, and it's really a Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Samaches. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll see in a little bit more be'in when we see the halachas of Pasuk Bavakisnin, but it's Kuf Samaches Sifkot and Memhei, that the Mishnah Berurah discusses a case where a person has a cracker. On top of the cracker, he has a Kishmaka sweet type of candy, jelly type of thing, which is not coming just as a spread, but rather sometimes they would eat actually this mirkachas, this jelly, by itself. They just didn't want to get their hands dirty, so they would put something underneath it to hold it. So as Mishnah Berurah, if you're interested also in the cookie or the cracker which is holding this mirkachas, and you're interested in the mirkachas, since they're not baked together, and you're interested in both of them, you make two brachas. Lameila, if you have an ice cream sandwich and you have a cookie on the bottom and a cookie on the top, you have ice cream in between, they weren't baked together. Lachur, they're separate, be'etzim, they're not mixed together. Therefore, in such a case, you're interested in both of them. But pashtus, you would have to make two brachas. You make a bracha on the cookie and you make a bracha on the ice cream. The same thing, but pashtus also for ice cream cone. If you have a good tasting ice cream cone, it's not one of those that tastes like cardboard. Ramesha says those that taste like cardboard and you're just eating it, beglal shehu sham, because it's there. He says, so then you don't make a bracha on it. That's totally tough. You would not make a bracha on it. But the ones, the standard ones that people get in the 21st century are not, don't taste like cardboard, and they taste like a good gishmaka cookie. In that case, in a chanami, lechura, it's two different things. One is holding the next, but you're also meant to eat the cookie, the cone, and you enjoy it. Therefore, you would make two brachas on it. The same lechura, should make it, if you're eating, that's a good question. That's a dini kedima. I just want to mention it because I mentioned it's a good point, which is mentioned here. Lachur, the dini kedima. Here we have a mezainis and a shachi. You want to eat both of them. In a case where you're having an ice cream sandwich, you want to eat both of them at the same time. Therefore, make a mezainis first and then make a shahako. However, when you're on a plane and they give you your meal and your entire meal is in front of you, and they give you a piece of cake for dessert, and they give you vegetables, and they give you some bread, and they give you some dips, and so now you're not washing because the mezainis roll is not really mezainis. Kiyodua. You could wash, but most people are not getting up to wash in the bathroom with those cone cups. Therefore, you're just going to eat whatever they have in the little place in front of you. And you have vegetables, and you have some fruit, and you have cake. Now, you want to first eat your meal first, your egg, your rubber egg, and which is a shackle. But you don't want to eat your cake yet. You want to eat your cake as a dessert. So now, do you have to make the mezainis first? You're not interested in eating this now. I'm not eating the cake now. Even though it's all in front of you, and you're interested in eating all of it, but I'm not interested in eating all of it now. It's only when you're interested in eating everything that's on your plate now, you have rice, and you have chicken, and you have vegetables, and you want to eat it all together. Take a little bit of rice, a little bit of chicken, a little of this. Then there's a dini kedima. But kokama, that you're not interested in eating it now, then there's no dini kedima, because it's not... So therefore, if you have an ice cream cone, and you're not interested in eating the cone now because you want it to hold your ice cream, in a chanami you'd make the shako first, and then you make the mezainis. The ice cream sandwich. The ice sandwich, you're eating both of them, you'd make the mezainis first, and then the shako.
You take a bite out of the cookie in between, or you just make two brachos and then eat both?
No. Take a bite of the cookie first, and then make a shako on the cake. Even though by Shachiyan, we do make two brachos first, the chanami pashtas. With regard back to our cheesecake, lechura, in a case where it wasn't baked together, which often it's not. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, depending on what type of cheesecake. If it's not baked together and you're interested in both, lechur, you'd have to make two brachas. When it is baked together, then it gets a little bit difficult because now you turned it into one maichel, and the bottom is betzma mezainis and it's geshmak, and you're interested in it also, and the top is a shahakol. There, it's not so simple what you would do in this case because lechur, you have an interest in both of them. It's not a mixture. It's hard to know what's ikker and what's tuffel. The best thing to do is to make lechura, to pass it up with something else, in a case where you don't know what it is, where it's clearly you know it says tuffel, then there's no shayla. If you know that the reason is that it's just to hold the thing, it's just even if it has a good taste, but it's best in there to give a little bit of flavor, that the cheesecake is too sweet, take away a little bit of then in a chanami lechura be a tuffel, like we mentioned with regard to schnitzel, but in a case where it's not, you're eating both of them together, and they were baked together, then it's not so simple. That's more for simen kof samaches. Maybe we'll see. Beis Hashem. What halacha that gets? Another case that we have is meatballs. Meatballs, lechur, they put in meatballs either flour or often breadcrumbs for one of three reasons. One reason that they put it in is as a binder. That's often more flour than breadcrumbs, but also both of them are used to hold the meat together. The main is a binder that is the meatball retains its original bracha of shachol. Another reason that they put it in is to give it more of a presence. It should look more mechubad. Not to fill the person up. it's in a yeshiva, and they're giving pasta as the carbohydrate to fill people up. However, they don't want to give, if they're going to make the meatballs straight out of meat, and everybody's going to take 6 meatballs, so then it's going to cost them a lot of money. So what they do is they fill up the meatballs halfway with bread. That way everybody gets the same 6 meatballs, but it's only half the amount of meat. And they save themselves, if you have serving 6,000 people like in the mirror, you save yourself, yeah. The kids are, in that case, it's not lissed aleiv. That's not lissed aleiv. It's to give it more body, to look more mechubad, or it's, in such a case, in a chanami lechura, would also be shakol. It's not for tam. However, in a case where the reason why they're making it is lissed aleiv, they're giving you a big meatball or a meat knish or something like that, and they're putting in breadcrumbs that it should fill a person up, then in a chanami, that's lissed aleiv, and it would turn the meatball into a mezainis. Somebody that's having a regular shakol meatball, and he's having meatballs and spaghetti, then lechura, if they're all mixed up together, then if they're separate and he wants to make a bracha on each one, he could. However, if it's already all mixed up together and you're eating your meatballs and your spaghetti together, it's one tarivis, lechura, you make a mezainis on it, even though the meat is more gishmak, maybe, but you're eating it as a tarivis, and you're not just picking out every time that you have a meatball, you're picking out a meatball. You're eating the meatballs together like sloppy joes. It's all mixed together, and your standard spoonful has spaghetti and meatballs together, you would make one bracha, since it's one tarivis, like we saw in the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Simin Reshut Beis, and therefore you would make a mezainis. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Dalid. Ochal Dov and Chai Yosek Lois, Aisholik, Vagarinim Shleimim, Einim Varech, Labrei Pri Adamo, Lachor Bein Pashas Rabbis. This is the Halacha, which has numerous applications, and it's a little bit of a difficult Halacha. Lamaitha, the Mechaber Paskins, that any time that you have Dogon Chai or Kloyes, roasted, Aisholik, Vagarinim Shleimim, even if it's cooked, and the garinim are still whole, then you make a bracha adam and brain of fashis. However, Tesis, he adds on at the end, Vatesis nistaf kumi varach lachor brachach smein shalish, chen kosvu shenochon shalei lechol alabasei chasuda vifteinu berich zemazin. The Maisa Tesis has a suffix, whether or not it gets a brachach smein shalish, Mechaber doesn't mention what brachach smein shalish we're talking about, but it's a suffix whether or not it gets a brachach smein shalish, memelo, therefore the best thing to do is to eat it tei chasuda. Where does this play out? So we have numerous different cases. The Israeli, some people didn't know what it was. Shalva. Shalva is chita tifucha. Chita tifucha means puffed wheat. And it's got some wheat kernels that are puffed and a little bit sweetened. Agav, just a funny story that somebody told me. Real Allah HaMaisa told me. His grandfather is one of the Gedolei Paiskim here in Eretz Yisrael. And gets a call from an American. We can laugh at it because we're Americans. Gets a call from an American and says, is it true that on chita, that on shalva you make a hayt? So he says, hayt? We learned the sugya, maybe it's adama, maybe it's mezainis. Where's the tzad that it's a hayt? She says, what do you mean? It says chita tapucha. Anyhow, true story. Tapucha means that it's puffed wheat. But it's puffed wheat, and it's whole grain wheat kernels. Now, lechur, what bracha do you make on this? This is also honey smacks and sugar crisps in America, also known as. The question is, lechura, since it's osui kloyos, it's just puffed, there's no bishul that's going on, and each one is individual. Lechura, bepashtas, we have the din of this sif, which means that according to the Mechaber, be'etzem, the bracha is adam v'rein afashis, however, according to Tesis, there's a suffix and nochein only to eat it, teichasudo. Now, we will mention that lechura, the Mechaber Shita, which was pointed out that Ruvadia says, that even in such a case, it's like astam v'yashemrim. The Mechaber brings down Stam, it's Ha'adam and Benefashis, and then he brings down afterwards, Elefitaitzvis, it's a Suffolk, and therefore Nachon Lachman. That's the regular klal according to the Mechaber of Stam Yeshemim, that we pass on like the Stam, and Memelam, Ikar Adin, for Svaradim, they don't have to be worried of this Suffolk of Taitzvis, and you can enjoy your honey smacks and your granola bars and all the things that were banging your heads against the wall to figure out what to do. You're able to. There are those shittas that say any time that the Mechaber brings down a Yeshemim is lechatzila to be machmer. But be'etzem al sakal v'stam Yeshemim, Chazon Ovadia says that over here we go like the stam, it's ha'adama brein afashis. Now, the Mishneh Berurah seems not that way. Mishneh Berurah brings down, he says, if a person im ira she'ochlo she'loi b'zei chasuda, yivarach ha'achmarim brein afashis rabbis, kikinu mi'ikar adin. Even though he says the mi'ikar adin halacha is, it's ha'adama brein afashis, however, it's an only im iro. If it happened, you ate it shalei b'sei chasuda, but lechatchila, it sounds like from Mishneh Berurah, then one should eat it tei chasuda. Which would mean that this shalva, this cereal that people eat, that you should be able to finish in 2-3 minutes and run out the door, you now have to wash your hands and sit down and have a whole suda. Now, the problem is that lechura, if you tell people that they have to do that, then they're just not going to eat it. That's not a reason to be makru. However, that's a mitzias. So the shaila is, what could we do? Is there any way out? So the truth is that the Tesis only brought down nochin lahachmir. Is it a chiv? Is it a? It's interesting. We're going to see Mer Tashem Kuf Samaches, the halachas of this coming week, Beis Hashem, that the Mechaber brings down Yori Shemaim, says it Shirita Teichasudo. There's a difference between a nochin and a Yori Shemaim. It happens to be that over there it's Machlekes Rishonim, even though we pass in one way, then it's Yori Shemaim. Here we don't even know if it's Machlekes Rishonim b'chol. We don't know if there's any shita that holds that there's bets. We didn't find anybody that holds straight out that it's a bracha achas main shalish or it's aladama or pri aladama. Meila Tesis says nachal achmer. They bring down, so one of the guys from the dirshu that the Sefer Berachos Danenim, who was a nephew of Shlomo Zalman, asked his uncle Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to refrain from eating whole gargirim because of this halacha, and you're allowed to make aladama and bernefashis. It is an inni to be machmer. There is an inni to be machmer, but it's a hider, and it's not a chiyuv. And Memela, you can make Adam Brain of Ashes. Also, that's what it seems like from Ramesha. Ramesha has two chuvas about this. In Chelek Dalet, it's Mem Mem Hei, a longer chuva, and it's Mem Vav. And there, Mem Dalet and Mem Hei. And in neither of the chuvas does he mention that you should wash Kim Dumani. The first one, I didn't see the entire thing, but where he talked about it, the last paragraph, and Mem Hei, he says, make Adam, he's Mitzadin over there, maybe you can make him a Zainis. Because now this became a normal way of eating this food. So since the whole reason why you make a mezainis dafka when you cook it, or you make it into pas, is because that's the normal way of eating it, nowadays it became a normal way, so then maybe you should make a mezainis even though each individual kernel is by itself. He says at the end of the day it's better to make aldama, because that's the original bracha, we don't know. This is bechlal ashayla in the preskim. Can we say that the norms changed? Chazal say that the only time that it's a mezainis is when it's maisekadere, because that's a normal way of eating it. But in the year 2021, maybe things are different, and people eat things differently. So now maybe you don't need a ma'asik there. It's a general question. Machlek is the poiskei's manenu. It sounded like from Ramosha that he's mitzadeh, that we could change it. Or he's mistapik in it, at least. He's mistapik because now it became a norm. Ramosha at that says, l'maisa, just make ha'adam v'rein fashis. He's talking about sugar crisps. He writes in the tshuva, sugar crisps. And he doesn't mention that you should lechatchila eat a techasuda because the whole mahus of it is not to eat a techasuda. It's a cereal that you're eating on the run and on the go, and therefore Mamila would come out according to that in a chanami hagam that there is zikr a hider, like the Mechaber says, you wouldn't have to refrain from doing that, from eating it. The lechur I would say for sure that you don't have to be makbid for your children that are under the age of bar or bas mitzvah. Maybe if you want to know if it's 11 and 12, the Seder. But certainly for younger children, Bukhari, you would not have to be machmer for this. That would be with regard to the sugar crisps. Now, the Iker Bracha is Adam Vrein Fashis, Lechatchilo. The best thing to do is to eat a Techasuda. However, if it's either eating a Techasuda or you're not going to eat it at all, then according to Shlomo Zalman, it sounds like from Ramesha that you can make a lechatchila hadam and brinafashis. Another case that we have is granola. Granola is really rolled oats, which here, if you go to the store, they have 10 different types of granola. It's generally mixed, often it's mixed together with other things. Really, it's usually rolled oats that are roasted, sometimes with honey, sometimes without honey, sometimes with other fruits and other things mixed together. People add it to yogurts, people add it to all different types of foods. Now, if the rolled oats, these granola, is just roasted, then in Echrami L'Chor we have the same shayla. We have, if they're whole oats, if they're whole kernels, or even if they're not, and they weren't baked, they weren't mevushal at all, then L'Chor we have the same shayla that is just roasted, and it should be a shayla of Adama. And the bracha achrena is the question. What's the bracha achrena? So, it would seem that accordingly, one should lechatchila only eat a techasudo. But that lechura is only in a case also where you're going to have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. If you're not having kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then you don't get into suffolk of bracha achrena, therefore it's not a problem. Likewise, there are certain types of granola. Because the bracha says that the granola that's made by B&D, at least here in this country, is cooked, and therefore it's clearly a mezaynis and a clearly alamecha. Now, when you take your granola and you add it to your yogurt, what's going to be the halacha? We'll talk about the two scenarios. If it's a hadama, granola, then l'chur, if you're just adding it to your granola to give to your yogurt, the ikr is the yogurt, you just want to add a little bit of flavor to the yogurt, you'll make a shakal on the yogurt. and you'll potter up your bakery adama of your granola, and you're not going to have to worry about a bracha achrayna either, because the ikar is the yogurt. However, some people do it exactly fakert. They're interested in having the granola, and the yogurt acts as like the milk in the cereal. In that case, in a chanami, the granola will be the adama, will be the ikar, and you won't make a bracha on the yogurt. If you're interested in both of them, then before you're ma'ar of them, then the chera, you should make a bracha on each one by itself. And once you mix it together, then it's a little bit of a shaila. That's the beginning of Reshit Beis in the Bir Halacha. You make a bracha on the, if you're interested in both of them together, you make a bracha on the reif. You'll have to know which one is the reif. If it's a mizrenos, because it's already cooked, then we have the dinum of Kol Sheyishpoi. If you're interested in both, you added it to the, you didn't add it just as a crunch. If you add it just a little bit as a crunch, or because it's there, because they gave it to you for free, but Batsim, you're not really interested in it, you give a little bit of a crunch, then the chur is totally a tuffle to the yogurt, and you wouldn't make a bracha on the granola. However, generally people are interested in the granola, at least also in the taste of granola. Yogurt is not so big that the little bit of granola is not going to be significant. L'chur, you're interested in both of them. If you're interested in both of them together, you make a mezainus on the granola, and that's it. You will not make an alamichia generally, because you're generally not going to have a gezayis de'echelas pras, and therefore you make a brain of fashis afterwards. It'll be mitzaref, that's siftes, we mitzaref the mezainus together with the yogurt, and make a brain of fashis afterwards. That's with regard to granola itself. Then we have granola bars. Nature Valley granola bars and all different types. We go to the store, there's 10 different types of granola bars that they have. We'll discuss the Nature Valley. That's what most people are familiar with and most people know are problematic. So, what's the story with Nature Valley bars? What happened? First of all, you have to know the machine. To be able to know b'chlal what happened, to know whether or not they're cooked or they're baked, you have to call the company, find out what it is. So what I did last time is I emailed them, and they told me that they add the honey or the peanut butter to the rolled oats before they stick it into the oven, before they bake it, which would mean l'chorel, that once it has a liquid, has a honey, has something there, to, before it goes into the oven, l'chorel it's cooked, and I would have a din of cooked, and therefore would get a din of mezainis. However, it's not that simple. And like when I told it to Rabbi Brookwitz, he says, no, it obviously depends on how much honey there is. There's only a little bit of honey, it's just to stick it together, but it wouldn't have a din of cooked. And therefore, it's really just a din of roasted. And that's lemaisa, how it seems, if you look at the OU description of it. They have a arichas ben geis. One of the great things about the OU is that they're totally transparent, and you're able to, they have all their psakim, they explain to you exactly where they're coming from, what the background is, how it fits into the sugya, and who their place are that say what bracha it is. Go ahead and argue if you want to. But to tell you exactly where they're coming from. Lemaisa, they come from the mitzias, that in a chanami it's roasted, and therefore, and it doesn't have a din of avoshul, therefore it's a shayla of a hadama. However, since you have the shayla of the bracha achreina here, so they tell you exactly about the oats in the each bar. The two bars together, 42 grams. Each bar is 21 grams. And from that, those 21 grams, about half of it is rolled oats, which is about 12 grams is the rolled oats. Now, they make a cheshbon. It's fascinating to see exactly how to make the cheshbon. I will not even try make the cheshbon of how much water these oats displace to be able to know how much it is. But the way that he makes the cheshbon is that the amount of oats to get to a kezayis is the amount of oats that's in 1.5 bars. 1.5 bars of Nature Valley bars would be berach kezayis. And mamela, as long as you don't eat a kezayis more than 1.5 bars in achilas pras, then you're not getting yourself into the shayla of bracha achrayna. So you could have one, and then wait kedei achilas pras, and then have another one. What is kedei achilas pras? We're machmer lechatchila that you don't make a bracha achrayna unless you ate it within 4 minutes. However, when you come to Yom Kippur, we're not going to eat or drink up till 9 minutes in between, because the chashash that maybe that's the kedei achilas pras. Therefore, lechur you should lechatchila wait 9 minutes. However, the OU has an interesting mahalach in Pesach with regard to it, that every food has its own achilas pras, depending on what the food is. Certain foods you eat quicker, and certain foods you eat slower, and mamela every food has its own achilas pras, and therefore the price scheme of the OU differed whether it's 2 minutes is a achilas pras for this amount of oats, or not more than 5 minutes, Rebelski said. So somewhere between 2 and 5 minutes, and they held that as long as you wait 5 minutes after you eat the first 1.5 bars, then you're okay, you don't have to getting into the shaylas. Even if you want to be machmer lechatchila for the teisvis that says nachon not to eat it techasuda, have one bar or one and a third bars, and wait another 5 minutes and have another one. It's great for working on your taivas. It's also great for halacha. You're also being mahader. If you're really hungry, and then the bracha achrayna would be a brain of fashis. it would not be a no other shayla.
One and a half,
you
mean like one full?
One full bar and another half. One full bar, another half.
Like a one pack holds 2 bars.
One pack has 2 bars. You're allowed to have 3/4 of that pack. You're allowed to have 1.5.
Brain
of fushes. And 1.5 is the same thing. 2 also. If you ate 2 and you didn't wait, also you can only make a brain of fushes afterwards, because that's the ikra adin. However, that you're getting yourself into a lechatchila shayla, that'll be better off. If you're svardis, then lechatchila you could be make like the first sheet of lechera, and that's how the mechaber goes, make her adin. Another similar case that we have is oatmeal. What's the story with oatmeal? We have oatmeal which is made out of, there's all different types of oatmeal. There's the regular oatmeal, and then there's quick oats, and then there's instant oatmeal. They're basically different types of oatmeal. That the standard oatmeal is flat because they roll it out. Sometimes they actually cook it first. Sometimes they just soften it with a little bit of cooking, like a little bit of steam or kedema, and then they roll it out. They flatten it. That's why they're flattened. Some of them are whole, and some of them are the ones that go quicker, the quick oats or the instant oats. It depends basically how much they cut it. If they cut it very thin, so then it's almost instant, because you need just a little bit of hot water. They're so thin that a little bit of hot water, it's mamash like kali abishal, a little bit of hot water will be able to do it. If it's quick, then you need to sit for a minute or two, a few minutes, because it's a little bit thicker. Now, any type of oats that you cook inside of a pot, there's no question about it, it turns into mezainis. However, that's only generally, it's only the whole Quaker oats that you, not the quick oats, that you cook on a fire. However, the quick oats that they have nowadays, generally you pour hot water on top of it. That's only Iri Klirishin is Bechlal HaShalaz Mechlekes Rishenim, whether or not it's a din of Klirishin, whether it's a din of Klishenim, whether it's a din of Mevashar Kedei Klipa. When you get to Shabbos, we paskin that it's Mevashar Kedei Klipa. That means that it doesn't cook the entire thing, even though each piece of Quaker oat is very thin. But when you get to Shabbos, tea leaves also, the Mishnah Berurah says, very thin on Shabbos, and he says that it's not, you got to pour on both sides, it's not so simple to get the Mevashar Kedei Klipa. But Mela, if you poured your hot water straight onto the for sure, if you pour it into a cup and then you added the oats, it's a cliche already. Even if you poured it straight from your urn onto the oats, it's only Iri Klirishin, and then it's not a real bishul. L'chura, if that's the case, that doesn't have a din of real bishul, it's a shayla once again of a hadala. However, the minhag certainly is to make him a zaynus. And the Vezayis of Bracha says something very interesting. He says that he heard from Shlomo Zalman, and it's all brought down elsewhere, Mishim Reyashim, and from Reyashim L'chur, already Reyashim says a bunch of different things in the same type of Yisrael. The Chiddush was that even Shlomo Zalman said this, that the only time that we say that you need to cook something to be considered a Maisa Kedera and you make a Mezernis is only if it's a whole piece, a whole grain, a whole kernel. However, if the kernel is already cut, and it's Nistabek, Al Yedei, hot water or even cold water, you could let it sit in milk, and after however many hours or even maybe minutes it starts sticking together, then in a chanami it gets the din of a maisa kedero, and you would make a mezainis on it, and you would make an alamichel. How does he shtim it exactly with the sugya? The sugya seems to say that cut kernels is considered a maisa kedero because you're cooking it. Not exactly clear. I actually tried calling Rabbi Mandelbaum a few times. I finally got through to his wife, and I can call him tonight at 10 o'clock, so maybe we'll have chavur tomorrow again. No. The svara, if we'd have to say what the svara is that the din of maisa kedero is what you need to make it into something which is, the derech of a maichel is when it turns into one mass. Now, the way to do that is by maisa kedero, when you cook it together. But if you found a way to take kernels, which are not whole kernels, and stick them together without cooking, then in a chanami it has a din of a maisa kedero even without it. There's even a machlekes in a case where you have whole kernels that you succeed in sticking together without cooking, that we'll see in a minute. Beis Hashem, that will be Yashav is Mekom. But over here, it's not whole kernels, it's cut kernels, it's partial kernels. Partial kernels, that's the din of maisa kedero. It happens to be in the time of the Gemara, the way that they would put them together is idea cooking. But l'chura, even if you don't cook it, and as long as it sticks together, which is the standard situation with regard to oatmeal, b'meila, it would be a mezainis. Even if you didn't cook it at all, you put it in your milk. Somebody told me that's what he does. He adds the milk at night, lets it sit in the refrigerator. In the morning, you got your gishmaka, oatmeal, and it's stuck together. It was actually here in the past week, and you were able to see it was stuck together. That would be a mezainis alamicha. Now, with regard to, they have wheat cakes. Wheat cakes, I was going to bring it in, but it looks exactly like a rice cake. There's no reason to bring it in. They look like rice cakes, but they're made out of wheat kernels. Now, lachur is also puffed wheat. That's what it is. It's just puffed wheat, which is all stuck together. It's really like this. It's just stuck together. Now, what's the halacha? So most poskim say it has the same din as shalva, and that it's puffed whole kernels that weren't cooked together. They weren't cooked, and since it's whole and it's puffed and not cooked, then memela, it's stuck together, but they're whole, and they weren't cooked. So therefore, it still gets the same bracha of hadama, and you have the same safek of taisvis. Don't eat too many, or else you're going to get yourself into the shiloh. If you did eat, then in chanami, make a brain of fashas afterwards. Lamaisa says in the package, Brei Pri Adama, the ones that I saw today from Pashkas, they had, says Brei Pri Adama, they conveniently do not tell you what the bracha chorin is. Which is good. That depends who you are. If you're inspired in, and you go like the machabers, then in chanami, it's the brain of fashas. If not, and you ate enough, shlobi sechas, it's all brain of fashas. The chachili, what you wonder what to do in the chanami. But be'etzem, the bracha, you can really write as brain of fashas, that is the bracha. I'm sorry. According to these price scheme, according to those price scheme, no, because that's whole kernels. That's whole kernels. When it's whole kernels, then it's different. Now, Rabbi Yashiv is machadish that even whole kernels, like this case of the wheat cakes, when they get, since they get puffed and stuck together with, I'm not exactly sure. I tried figuring it out. There's some magic machine on Rehov Bar Ilan that does it. You stick down the thing and the rice pops, and then it's not clear if some moisture comes out. It's just the pressure together. They pop. How exactly they stick, it seems that there is some moisture there that's coming out. Lamaisa says Rabbi Yashiv, Kokama, this elf says a bracha, and others bring it down from him. That Kokama, that you were succeeded in taking whole kernels and sticking it together like a tavshol, then are they heat? Then it doesn't have to be bishul. Any form of heat which is going to allow it to stick it together, that's fine. That has the same din as a tafshol, even though it's a whole kernel, and therefore you make a mezainis and alamicha. Kimdumani, that most persons do not go like that, and therefore you have the same regular klal that we mentioned with regard to all the rest of the foods. For Sfardim, in Echonami, lechatchila adam brein afashis, for everybody else, lechatchila hadama. Lechatchila, better to eat it if you're going to have kizazai yechil espras. If you're not, then, or you ate a shem techasuda, then you make a brein afashis. Now, one general question. Why can't we do a very simple etza for all these scenarios? Just eat something which is, have a cookie or two. We'll see exactly how many cookies you have to make an alamicha soon. Have a cookie or two to be able to make the alamicha. And have a drink of water, not water, unless you're thirsty. Orange juice. And you make a brain of fashis. Now you got your bases cleared. You know for sure. On the side that's a brain of fashis, you have a brain of fashis. On the side that's alamicha, you have alamicha. Now eat your granola bars. If the whole problem is have a suffix with the bracha achorina is, make sure to cover your base with the bracha achorina, then you don't have any shalas. The truth is that the Kaf HaChaim says that. The Kaf HaChaim says in Sifkat Lamed that you could do that. Now, it really depends on how you understand Taisus. Taisus says that the shalas, at the beginning they start off, that Rabbeinu Tam was mistapik, maybe you have, the Taisus was mistapik, maybe you have to make Hadama or Priyadama. Rabbeinu Tam was even Magiyar in his Machzor, and then he was Meichike, sounds like he was Chazer. The Taisa says at the end, and then the Re was Lamais Mustafik. Maybe it's Nichlal Kol Shu Min Dagon that you make Vrachacharav, Brachach Main Shalish. He doesn't say Al Adama Priyadama. The Re is Mustafik, maybe it's Min Dagon, and Min Dagon gets Brachach Main Shalish. What's the Brachach Main Shalish? Is Brachach Main Shalish Al Amicha, or is Brachach Main Shalish Al Adama? Did you already knock Al Adama out of there, or is Al Adama still a viable option, or no, it's only Al Amicha? That Taisa doesn't tell you. Lamaisa Mishnah Brura Nemdon that his suffix is still Adama Pri Adama, and the truth is the Trumas Adeshin in Sima Lamed, who discusses this at length, says that Taisus understood the Shalas Adama Pri Adama. Namela, if that's what the suffix is, it's not going to help you to have a Vade Ala Michel, because maybe you have to make Adama Pri Adama the way that at least the Mishnah Brura learns. However, we have a different Shalas, and this is what many of the Ilam asked: why can I just add into my Ala Michel Al Adama Pri Adama the same way that we make Ala Michel Al Kalkal Al Yitzal Pri Eit? Say Al Michel Al Kalkal Al Adama Pri Adama. And end off. The truth is that the Trumas Adeshin himself discusses this, and it's really a halacha at the end of Simin Reish Ches. He says Mefurish. The Makar is Berga that says Trumas Adeshin. Lo yichlal ala safik shum teisefes bebrachas mein shalish afa pishen in waste of shem malchus. Don't add anything, any teisefes to your brachas mein shalish. Where did he get this halacha from? From Taitus. From the fact that Taitus didn't say we have an Eitzah to eat it, Shlevis HaChazudah, and add it into your Al-Micha, vice versa. You can't add that in. Now, it's not that simple, because that's all good and fine and dandy if you have to add in an Allah Adama or Pri Adama at the beginning. But if you notice, Taitus says that at the beginning, what's the bracha that you make? Taisus were mistapik im mevarchim ala michya v'ala kalkolo u'misayim al hadama al pri adama. Taisus says the way that you start off is ala michya v'ala kalkolo, and then you end off al hadama al pri adama. So if that's the case, that means at the beginning you don't have to add in al hadama al pri adama. The only time that you're adding in al hadama al pri adama is only at the end. So what's the big deal? At the beginning, say al michya v'ala kalkolo. Don't need to add in anything. Baruch atah Hashem ala aretz al michya v'ala adama al pri adama. That's not considered anything in. If you want to say at the end, oh, I forgot to buy potato chips. That's also al michya v'al kokola. Oh yeah, I forgot to buy potato chips. That has nothing to do with your bracha. So on the tzad that al adama pri adama is not supposed to be part of the bracha, then it's not. On the tzad that it is, it is. What's the big deal? I don't have an answer to your question. But Kanira tastes really lechero. The Maamar Mordechai is already ma'ur. He says if you're supposed to say al adama pri adama at the end, then you should say it at the beginning also. There's no, whenever we say al etzal pri eis, we say it both at the beginning, both at the end. So maybe it's lav dafka tastes meant lechero. That's bepashtis how the Truma Sadeshan understood and the Mishabur understood that you're saying Al Adama Pri Adama side at the beginning, side at the end, and you're not supposed to add anything in, and therefore you're really stuck. However, the Kafakhaim Kanir understood not that way. So, Maman of Shach, if you're a Sfadi and you grow like a Ravadia, so Bakhla, you're going to get into Shal in the first place. And if you go like the Kafakhaim, so then in the Chalam, you have another way out. You could do Al Amichal and Brain Fashion. There are those that say that don't even get into the Shal in the first place because of the Safik what the Brach is, though it's Yon. It says not to say bracha b'chalal at the end of the word, because on the tzad that it's really supposed to be ala michya or ala adama, brina fashion is not yitzah. You have to make the richtige bracha. Why is brina fashion not yitzah? We saw in taste the Rush. The Rush says when it comes to bracha achorina, you're not yitzah with the brina fashion. You have to, there's no bracha kalelis. You got to make the richtige bracha. Why is that? Why is brina fashion not? So truly, it's really machlekes. The Sherek Nazakadela says that it is a bracha kalelis. The Ginas Brother, Rabbi Kivyegu, quotes it. He brings a riot from the rift to that. However, he was mitzadid bepashas. Brain of fashas is not a bracha kilelis. Why is brain of fashas not a bracha kilelis? The same way shakal is. Why is it brain of fashas? Ubefrat that you say, we saw in Taitzvist that what's pshat in brain of fashas? Brain of fashas rabbis v'chesreinon. What's v'chesreinon referring to? Lechem v'mayim. Al kol mashal brasa l'chesbam includes all the gishmaka things like apples and puffed wheat and all the type of other things that are. So the bracha is kill everything. Why isn't a bracha kilelis? I would think that the reason why it's not a bracha kelelis is because shahakol is a bracha which includes all foods. There's no food which is not included in shahakol, even wine, even bread. However, brain of fashis, but fashis can't be yotzei on bread because the Torah says, "Verachta Hashem Alkecho ala oretz atoyim v'shenos alach." You have to mention eretz. You have to mention eretz in brachas hamazon. Also, bris v'teruah will see eretz Hashem, and therefore you can't be yotzei brain of fashis. You don't mention eretz. Therefore, since you can't be yotzei for everything, then even for alamich it's also not going to work. That is Sif Dalet. Sif Hey, Kemach, Afilu Shochitim Baruch Lav Shakal Baruch Rabbeinu Fashis Rabbeis, Loishon Nitzchan Dak Dak, Loishon Nitzchan Tzatz, Vadayin Yesh Po Itam Shochitim, Loishon HaKemach Shokloyes. Doesn't make a difference exactly how you decide to imbibe the flour. You're always going to make a shakal. Where's this Nageh? I hope people are not eating flour. Play-Doh has flour. Don't eat it. However, where does it come up? Cookie dough. Cookie dough. That's the new fad, to have cookie dough. Or you're just making your cookies and rolling them and you want to lick your fingers. What bracha do you make on it? So bepashtis cookie dough, all the ingredients in cookie dough bepashtis are shakol. The eggs and the sugar and the chocolate maybe and the water and the flour are all shakol. There is no shaila whatsoever. What other bracha could you possibly make on it? However, those who want to tie it, know, now cookie dough is the way that people eat it. It became the norm. They even sell cookie dough. Now it happens to be that much of the cookie dough that they sell is meant to be as an additive to something else. You add it to your ice cream, you add it to other things. However, they do sell cookie dough to eat by itself, and some people even make cookie dough to eat by itself. I've thought of better things to eat. However, each person, well, no, I have to, it's just not, okay. I'm not going to get into whether or not you should eat cookie dough, you shouldn't eat cookie dough, but l'chur, it's very hard to say that that's the Ilui Achrina. When Chazal understood that the Ilui Achrina is a tavshil, or it's pas, bepashtis, they're referring to the normal way of eating it. And certainly it's not the norm, even if they market it in 2021, it's still not the norm. And even if it's a lot of people, and a lot of people making a lot of money, a guy told me, a lot of people are making a lot of money off of it. Terrific. People make a lot of money off a lot of different things that shouldn't be imbibed. Nevertheless, It doesn't turn into a norm. Zichr, for sure, if you go that the norms of Chazal don't change, for sure. And I would say, even if you say that they do change, to say that it's considered a norm, it's not considered a norm. It's not considered the norm of how to eat it, and therefore that's not Iluya Achrino, and L'chor it's a davar Pashit, that it still retains its original Brach of Shapel. If you have enough, then you make a Brin of Pashit. Sif Zayin. Right. Akoy says, Pirush Oichel Es Ha'uriz, Mevarach Labir Piyadal, Vach Ha'Brin of Pashit, Vim Bishloi, Ad Shin Yismayich, says the Ramo, Oy Shetach Meres Domenu Pas, Mevarach Labir Min Yizizach, Brin of Pashit, Rabbis, Vushli Yemur, Vdavar Acher, Lohriz Lubadai. The halacha of rice, white rice, and brown rice. L'chero, according to the Mechaber, any time that you cook the rice, you're good to go, you make a mezainis on it. The Ramah adds in that it has to be the Mevashlit ad shenis maich. What does it mean, ad shenis maich b'chlal? I don't know. If you could put rice in a chalent and leave it cook for 24 hours, it's going to turn into a mush and it's going to be an ismaich, no question about it. The standard rice that we cook is not an ismaich. People that really know how to make rice, every piece of rice is a piece of rice. It's not mushed, it's not mashed, especially sushi rice, that's a whole different story, that's for sure. But even regular rice, every piece is supposed to be by itself. What is an ismaich? The Goyin, who the Mishnah Brura is actually quoting, he says, Afilu nismaich tzas, he brings down from the Goyin, Aidei Abishal, which according to the Goyin meant that it's even slightly partially broken in half. Even if it's not totally, but it's broken partially, that's also enough. Now that still wouldn't help us because our rice, that doesn't happen to our rice. Rice in the bottom of the rice cooker. I'll tell you the truth, I don't use a rice cooker. So I wouldn't know. But the standard case, if you use it in a pan, very often in a pan, in a pot, how it's made, then every single piece of rice is a piece of rice by itself. It's even if it's stuck together, maybe stuck together, but it's not it's zikr, it's not PC, but not always even stuck together. If you put in the right amount of oil, then every piece is by itself. You're right, you probably could be able to stick it, maybe that's enough. Over here he says nesmaich, it doesn't say nesdabik. Nesmaich is usually more than nesdabik because it's whole here, therefore you have to worry about it. Now the Mishnah Brura saves us, and the Mishnah Brura tells us that our rice, there's be'etzem in the outer shell of a rice, of every single piece of rice, it's really inedible, but if that's taken off, like ours is, then it says Mishnah Berurah, Mevarach L'Abayim Min HaZaynis. Mekomokim Mevarach L'Abayim Min HaZaynis, Mashma Sham D'Yotzei. He brings down from the Prima Gadim. Now, the Bir Halacha, this is the way that he paskins at the end of the day, I'm Mevarach L'Abayim Min HaZaynis L'Hifzid, Afilu B'Shleimim, if it's klufim, if it's you took off the klipa, then you make a mezainis, lo yhifzid. He says the Bir Halacha, that's even if it's lo yhifzid, even if it's not nismaich, then you make a bracha mezainis on it. The Aruch HaShulchan also says a similar thing. He says, the Ramah that said nismaich is not that it should be nismaich legamri until each piece is not by itself. Each piece of rice got blown up the normal way that it does, Aydei Bishul. That is, and he says, Kenu minigoylum. They make a mezainis, and that is the minigoylum that we do. Anytime we're not medaik, whether or not when a person cooks rice, we make a mezainis together, and whether or not it's totally it's mashed, or it's nismaich, or nisdabik, once you cook it and it's ready lachilo, then the meaning is to make a mezainis. I will mention that there are people, a few people already mentioned to me, that they have a meaning not to make a mezainis on rice. Either they make a mezainis on something, because one person told me he makes a mezainis on something else, and he potters the rice. That gets to what we mentioned by the Taz making her eats on something else to potter up your sugar. But he doesn't want to make a mezainis on the rice itself. L'chura, Bechlal, we have a shayla, what rice is there? Those that Bechlal, we saw the Magan Avram, the Bach, there's Bechlal a shayla, what rice is? That's one reason maybe you shouldn't make a mezainis on rice, because we don't even know what rice is. Second of all, even if you do know what rice is, maybe you need dafkat shenis maich. And if it's whole, you don't have these halachas. So they don't eat it. Some people only eat it techasuda, Shachon HaHarav says only eat it techasuda. The Maisa, most people are not makvat eat it dafkat techasuda. Some people do make a, don't make a mezainis on it, and wherever minig of regular animals make mezainis. That's on white rice. What's with brown rice, or what we call whole rice? There, it has a klipa on it. That's the brown part, which is on top. What bracha do you make on that? L'chora, kimdumani, the minigurlam is, very often to make a hadama. If it's not nismaich, then you make hadama. However, the Vezeis HaBracha says something interesting, and he goes to prove at length that the brown rice that we have is the rice which is kolif that the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. He says, he's quoting a Prima Gadim, and in the time of the Prima Gadim, they didn't have the technology to be able to take off the brown part and leave it as a white piece of rice. There's just the outside shell, which they crack, which is what leaves you with brown rice. There's the outer shell, which is like inedible. They crack that off, and then it's brown underneath it. Nowadays, they like it, it's much more gishmak, it looks white, like they bleach the flour also. Everything should be white, and gishmak, and sparkling. That they only were mechadish many years after the Prima Gadim. So when the Prima Gadim was saying that as long as the shell was taken off, it says, as it comes from the Gurin, it says, that then Lechur, he's referring to the case where you're left with brown rice. And he brings another bunch of rice, and mainly he wants to name on that any rice that you cook, whether it's white rice, whether it's brown rice, you make a mezainis. I saw on the Shari Bracha, he says, he brings down two shittas. He says, Lechur, Bracha Sa'adama, I am Mezainis Bracha. He wants to say, Shtekot Terah, that Enechanami is Mezainis. Lechur makes a lot of sense. Enechanami, our brown rice, though it does need more time to cook, that is because there is something on the outside for it to get softer and for it to get stuck together. However, that is Lechura rice, which is Kolov. Lechura, either way that you make a Bracha, you're Yetze. Whether you make a Mezainis or whether you make a Hadama, you're going to be Yetze. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, if you're supposed to make Mechol Mokim, Be'er Hadama, Mash Masham Di Yetze. And Mezainis, we know the Mishnah Berurah brings down Kama Kamim here, that if you make a Mezainis on anything, you're Yetze. So, certainly on rice, which is Sar Alev, you will be Yetze. So, Mele, either way, whether you make actually Hadama or you make a Mezainis, I thought that the Minhag HaOlam is to make a Mezainis on white and Hadama on brown. However, he says that really brown rice is really white rice, and according to that, in a Hanami, you would make a Mezainis on that also, but either way, you're Yetze. Either way, you're Yetze, and Nusavi Sai, Brenafashis is the Bracha Achrena. What's with Rice Krispies? Rice Krispies is really puffed pieces of rice, but it's after it's I shouldn't say it's puffed, it depends how they make it. Most of the Rice Krispies are cooked first. Rice Krispies are cooked, and therefore the bracha is mezainis. It's a cooked piece of rice, and then they either flatten it out or they heat it exactly how they dry it out, and they roast it or put it in the oven. But it was ready since it was already cooked, therefore it has a din of mezainis. Now, even if it's made out of rice flour, lechura, anytime that's made out of rice flour we saw is mezainis. You make pasta out of rice flour, or a tafsha out of rice flour, and it turns into mezainis. But mele lechura, this would also be. If it's made out of rice flour, l'chera would be like a din of a tafshul, and it would be a mezainis. Therefore, you make a mezainis and a grain of fashis. And that is the minhag ha'olam. What's with rice cakes? Rice cakes, we have the same machlokes that we mentioned by wheat cakes. According to Rav Paiskim, it's whole kernels of rice, and you stuck together on the heat and not bishul. The main of Rav Paiskim say that you make a hadama on them. However, Rabbi Yashu said that you make a mezainis on it because you used heat to stick it together and it has the din of a tafshul, doesn't have to be dafka bishul, and therefore you make a mezainis on it, not a hadama. Either way, you're going to be yetze, either way, it's going to be an erfashis. I would have thought that possibly to be mitzadeh, that it makes more sense to make mezainis than to make hadama. Why? Because on the tzad, that it's a mezainis, terrific. That's the richtige bracha. And on the tzad that it's a hadama, anything that you make a mezainis on, you're yetze. And therefore, that's good. The other way around, on the tzad that it's Adama, terrific, you made Adama, you're Yetze. On the tzad that it's Mezainis, can you be Yetze with Adama or not? That is not so Pashin. That is really Lechor Machlek is a Paiskim. The Chay Adam, the Maitse grows from the ground. It all grows from the ground. And therefore, you should say that it could be Yetze. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Lehed at the beginning of Reish Beis, you are not Yetze when you have a Mezainis that you made a Adama on. If you have a Mezainis and you made Adama on it, you're not Yetze. That's not the bracha that Chazal work kaveh. Therefore, you're not yetze. What does Mishnah Berurah hold with regard to that? Do we have a gilui with regard to Mishnah Berurah? So we do have one gilui, and that is the Mishnah Berurah says on this rice that you're supposed to make mezainis on because it's shelled because you took off the shell. Then, if you made adama on it, you're yetze. It's mashma that you could be yetze with adama on a mezainis. However, he's quoting a prima gadim, and the prima gadim is talking about a case where you have the whole kernel of rice. You didn't grind it up and change it. But many of the Achrayim, my Mordechai and others say that he was just talking about a case that you still have the pri, so you can make a pri adama. But when you grind rice, where you grind kernels, wheat kernels, and you turn it, you totally mutilate it to the point that it's not considered a pri anymore, then in a chanami, you're not going to be yetze when you make a brei pri hadama on the mezainis. It's only if it's still a kernel, and you're supposed to be making a mezainis on it, and you made an hadama, then you can be yetze, because it's still a pri. But if you grind it up, then it's not a pri anymore, and you're not going to be yetze. Harry Paschal Lamaisa, the Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam, and Nishmas Adam, Simen Nun Ches, he quotes a Kesem Mishnah who's mistapik. Can be yetze on a mezainis with hadama. Says the Nishma Sadam, to me, I don't even know what the suffix is. Says it's Pasha Dekibiyetze with a Hadama on Mezainis. Mezainis on Hadama, that is Mistapik, and at the end of the day he says, yeah, you could, he proves that you could. And it's both the same shtickle. At the end of the day, the Nishma Sadam comes out that if you make a Hadama on a Mezainis, you're Yetze. If you make a Mezainis on Hadama, you're also Yetze. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, when he's talking about bread, if you made the Mechaber says, "In the Malkam Birach Zamaiti, Birach Shahakoni and Bedvari, Ishemer Birach Rachmana, Yatsa." If you made a Shahakol on bread, you Yetsa. Says the Bir Alacha, if you make a Mizainis on bread, you're also Yetsa. Who does he quote? The Nishmas Adam. How about if you make a Adam on bread? Daddy doesn't tell me. It's the same Nishmas Adam that says two Alachas. If you make a Mizainis on any food, you Yetsa. And if you make a Adam on Mizainis, you Yetsa. The same Nishmas Adam. And he quotes one Chelik Nishmas Adam, and he does not quote the second Chelik Nishmas Adam. As far as I know, I don't recall any other place that the Mishnah Berurah says that you clearly that you, if you make a hadama on a mizainis, that means on something which is made out of flour, that you could be yetze. I'm not sure. I don't have a raya for sure. I don't want to say for sure. However, we haven't found that he says. I don't think that he says the other way either. That you're not yetze. So l'chur, if you have a choice of to make a mizainis or a hadama, l'chur, it would make more sense to make the mezainis than hadama. Some people say you should make a shakal, that we saw already the achrenim say. The Taz, maybe you should make a shakal, because you don't know if it's a mezainis, you don't know if it's a hadama. So what do you do in a matzav of a safik? Make a shakal. Even though it's for sure the wrong bracha. Not this, not that. But it's not, because Chazal said in a makam of a safik, then you make a shakal. But in a chanami l'chura, while it's rice cakes, we had a safik, a mezainis, a hadama. L'chura, you could hear that maybe you should make a mezainis more than hadama, that the minhag ha'olam is by rice cakes to make a hadama. Either way, the bracha achrenim is a brain of fashion. Now, the what happens if you have rice in a mixture? So we saw that the Mechaber says only if it's rife. If it's not rife, then it doesn't get the bracha of the rice, because the rice doesn't have the chashivas of kol sheishpoi. We saw that the Achranim bring down that if the rice is in a mixture, the pasuk of the Torah is mashma, that even if it's the rife, then you don't make a bracha on the rice. And everybody asked, what's going on over here? Very good, they don't have dinner kol sheishpoi, but the mice, it's the rife. It's the rife. Forget the negotiation. What's the difference between the rufus? But it's the rife. So the Prima Gadam understands that all that he means to say is, I'm not sure if this is the lashon of all the achrenim, but all that the Torah means to say is that you're not going to make a mezainis on the rice. You're going to make a bracha, see what the rice is, but you're going to make a hadama. You're not going to make a mezainis. That's what they understood. Anytime that's the rufus, it loses its chashivas of rice. The chashivas of rice is only when it's the whole thing. But when it's bitter ruvus, it loses the chashivas of rice, it doesn't get the mezainis, it only gets the adama. But if it's the rive, you make adama. Now, where do we have a normal situation like this where you have rice which is mixed together, but it's not the rive? I remember, this is going back approximately 25 years, I got a ride from Lakewood to Philadelphia with Rav Shimon Eider, Zasal, and he was discussing with me in the car that there's marshmallow treats that are made out of Rice Krispies, and marshmallow fluff and all types of sugar and other things, and he says that he knows the ones that are marketed whatever, the ones that he was discussing, they're made rive is not the Rice Krispies. The Rice Krispies is the meal. The rive is everything else, the fluff and utter and the marshmallow fluff and the sugar and the whatever else is there. So what bracha do you make on these? So now, even though there's no dinner kol sheish by chamesh mini dagan, so therefore you don't go buster the rice when it's a meal. The Churba Pasha is we go bust to the rice because that's the ikker of what I'm eating. The question is, in this case, what bracha does the rice have? The rice, which is now a miut, but it's the ikker, what bracha does the rice have? Does the rice lose its chashivas of mezainis and therefore it's ha'adama? Or do I say no? The Churba, since it rice, since the whole thing is just coming to mishamish the rice, even though it's the miut, but it's the ikker, and therefore it's still going to retain its mezainis. Kim Dumani, the Ma'alam, does make a mezainis on Rice Krispie treats. I don't know if they ask. I just asked the boss yesterday, the ones that we had for Shabbos, and it was clear that the Rice Krispies were the rave. So it's not always an indication. But in any case where it's not the rave, It's a good shayla. I would have thought mitzvah to say that even though it's the miyut, but since everything is mamash just coming to be mashamash the Rice Krispies, that's the ikker. You're right, it gives a gishmak of flavor to the Rice Krispies, but it's just coming as a, it's just according ke'ilu for the Rice Krispies to make them taste gishmak. Then mamela, I would think it would still retain its bracha of mizaynus, and it would make a mizaynus beforehand and a brain of fashis afterwards. We had it over here, crunchy Israeli. If the other members saw what it was, I'm sorry, I don't know if the, I think they're all eating. I don't know what bracha we made in it. But they were, they look like kabukim. Kabukim are beer nuts, peanuts that are covered with a little coating. Now, the coating that they made, this crunchy Israeli, is not made out of wheat. The standard beer nut is made out of wheat. Somebody that eats it on Pesach is chayav karasach one of the signs. These were made for Pesach, for Sfaradim, that eat rice. Mutter to eat it on Pesach. It's a peanut, which a lot of Ashkenazim don't eat. And it's rice, which also Ashkenazim don't eat. The question is, what bracha do you make on this? The coating is made out of rice flour. Anything l'chur that you make out of rice, l'chur should turn into mezaynus. Now, but it's only mezaynus if it's rave, we said. How do I look at this covered peanut? Do I look at the rice in proportion to the entire food, the peanut and everything else, and then for sure the rice is less than half? Or do I have to look at it through different levels? The outside covering is a level bifnei atzmai, and that is rave rice. Rave rice flour, and the mele would be mezaynus. And the inside is adama. And then I decide what bracha to make on it. Or they have to look at the rice flour in proportion to the entire food, which includes the peanut. And if including the peanut, then for sure the rice is the meat. And then it would get adama, just like the peanut. So l'chor, that may be the best idea. Since it's the style of a chalva bracha to make on it, is the peanut the ikar, the peanut not the ikar? I would have thought, according to, I broke a few, I would have thought that it's about 50-50. About 50-50, the covering to the peanut. Obviously, it depends on the size of the peanut. But the standard one, it sounded like, looked to me that it was about 50-50, the covering, the coating, and the peanut. I would have thought that it's a different level, and therefore I don't connect it to the peanut, and therefore the covering would be a mezaynus, the peanut would be adama, and then it depends on why you're eating it. There's no din of kol sheyeshbo here, because it's din of rice. Then why are you eating it? Many people eat it because of the peanut, make adama, and enjoy it. People that are eating it because of the outside, make a mezaynus and enjoy it. If you want both of them, I don't know what to tell you. You have to make two brachas. So split it in half. What? The question is, what bracha is it? What bracha do I make in it? Rav Meisher, we'll see. Rav Meisher, we get to Ikar V'Tefil. He talks about chocolate-covered raisins, and he says to make two brachas. There, it's maybe not cooked together. It's just covered. We'll have to get to that. Here, that's a good question. I would have thought the best thing to do is to pass with two different things, but if you clearly know which is your Ikar, then you're never shalom. Now, what's the story with making being yotze with an al-michyo on rice? Can it be yotze with al-michyo on rice? Shari Tshuva says that a person brings down from the chido, Ayin b'hetev, ayin b'yorka yotze b'shem mari malchoy, v'hilchas ketanais, im achal eriz mevosho b'yorka al-michyo. If a person ate rice and he made al-michyo, or that means he made al-michyo on the rice. By accident, mezaynus, we know, you kick into al-michyo. Or, she'achal achmaniyot v'eriz b'yorka al-michyo, you had something which is for sure, pasabah b'kistin, which is an al-michyo. And you also ate rice, b'di'evid, potos ha'oriz b'di'evid, mikra shafer mikhvich ha'kol. He says, you're potter, you're right. One second. L'chura would come out from there. Excellent question. Should you not make a brain of fashion? It sounds like he's talking about b'di'evid. B'di'evid, then, if you made an al-michyo, you ate it. How about l'chatchilo? L'chatchilo, should I rather... What's my l'chatchilo? My l'chatchilo means make a brain of fashion first, and then make al-michyo. Because if I make al-michyo, then it's already b'di'evid. And already pottered. So if you had a piece of deli roll, and you had rice and chicken, and your deli roll is an al-michyo, if you had enough, and your rice, and you made an al-michyo on your deli roll, then you don't have to make a, according to this, you would not have to make a brain of fashis on your rice. So, but that's only b'di'evid. What's b'lechat chilo? The Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChaim is Metzayin the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai writes in Parshas Pinchos, that even lechat chilo, do not make a brain of fashis, the shalav and brachas and etzricha. The Shevet Alevi, why is that? First of all, why is that? What's the pshat in that? How could it be that you're Yoytzeh? Chazal told you mefurish that a bracha on rice is brain of fashis. What does it mean, the bracha is in Yitzricha? The bracha is not al michel. What does it mean? L'chur, the pashup pshat means, we'll see Allah then Sif Yud Gimel in Simen Reish Ches, if a person ate dates and he had apples, what does he make afterwards? Does he make a brain of fashis and al eitz al pri eitz, or he only makes one bracha? Chaber pasen mefurish, you make al eitz al pri eitz. Why? The bracha achrena on apples is not al yitzol pri eitz. And it says, you're right. Wherefore, we don't tell you to make al yitzol pri eitz on apples. However, if you're making aliyos on priyos on something else, which is shivat aminim, then in echanam it's going to be kurl also your apple, because your apple is the eitz al priyos. Therefore, you don't make a new bracha. The same thing with rice. They weren't misakin a bracha chashuvah because it's not chamish min adogan. So therefore, you don't make an al micha. But if you're making an al micha on something else, then it is micha v'chalchala, and therefore it's included, and therefore you won't make a bracha. The Sheir HaLevi, Mechilek Tes, Simon Samachay, Vice Beis, he is mitzade that Lamaisa, Brenna Foshes, rice gets its own bracha, and therefore you shouldn't. He says that the Sharchu was only talking about B'di'evet, and even that is a Chiddush, and therefore certainly the Chatchila, you should make a Brenna Foshes, and he's mitzayin. He says the Kapachayin is mitzayin Ben Yishchai, but I don't have the Ben Yishchai to look it up at Lechatchila. Look it up. Or Benegat Lechatchila. I looked it up. Lamaisa, he does say Lechatchila, that even Lechatchila, the Ben Yishchai says, not to make a brain of fashis. The Sheir HaLevi said, Lamaisa, that's not the bracha. You make the brain of fashis. You make the brain of fashis first, and then the Alamecha. That's a good question. The question is, why they're not allowed to do that, or that in itself is a bracha Shein Tzricha. That made itself, on the tzadar, that you could do that. The question is, if it could pop there, then you're getting to the shadow of the bracha Shein Tzricha.
If you had deli roll and chicken, then you should be make the Alamecha first with Kabbalah and not to be, since you didn't have to make brain of fashis.
Then it doesn't make a difference. Then you could do that. Mamar Shah, have in mind your Bnei Shlom, whatever it is. On the side that it does work, your Almich is a much better bracha. L'cher. But if you have to save yourself to make a Bnei Fashe, so then Echonami, that's the best thing. Therefore, any time that you're eating rice, you should also eat chicken. No. But, and therefore, that would be L'cher, the din. As Machlek is whether or not it works like Chatchila. From the Shari Tshuva, the Pashtas Mashmoris is that it's only Dim B'di'evet. Like the Shevet Alevi says. It's only Dim B'di'evet, not a Din Chatchila. That would be the Mashmoris. The Ben Ish Chai says not that way, Lahedya not that way. Sif Ches. The halacha is, Al Pas Deichen Uflizoi. What is Pas Deichen? Pas Deichen, if anybody knows what millet is, it's Pas Deichen, they sell it in the store. Not meant to be eaten, but no, I'm just kidding. It's millet, and I think that is the Minig Ha'olam, to Rechen, like Tisa says, but it's like a kidneyus, it has a din of a kidneyus, and therefore, this does not get a mezainis. We saw it's a big machakis rishonim. Every pasan on pas deichen, Rabbi Yehuda understood that has a seemed in his rice. Other achrenim, other rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam said that it has a din of shahakol, has a din of hadam and brain of fashis. It has a din of hadam and brain of fashis, and on pas it has a din of shahakol, and that's how the mechaber paskin lemaisa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Biur Halacha brings down, that really there's many Rishonim that say that rice is lav dafka. Rice is just a way of finding something which is Sered Alev, but in Echonami any type of carbohydrate that is used as a side dish to fill you up, then in Echonami that would have the same halacha and you should make a mezainis the same way as rice. Memela, lechero on potatoes, you should make a mezainis. Potatoes were not discussed by the Rishonim because the Rishonim, it was not mutzi by the Rishonim, potatoes. We saw in the Hilchos Shechiyono that the Ma'aril would make a Shechiyono on potato. Mishnah Berurah says, not by us. We won't make a Shechiyono on potato. But by him, it wasn't Masri B'chlal. So when they finally got it, they make a Shechiyono on it. But certainly the early Rishonim didn't have it. It's not discussed in the Gemara. It's not discussed in the Rishonim. And therefore, we're not going to find the new Rishonim. But if you go like Rabbeinu Yonah, that rice is lav dafka. It just means something which is carbohydrate like rice, which is Sored Alev. Then the Chor potatoes bizmanenu are used the same way that rice is used, maybe even more. And therefore, lachur, you should have to make a mezainis on your freedom fries. And brain of fashis. Mezainis, brain of fashis. However, certainly that is not the minigur, you know? According to the Mechaber, it's very geshmak. Mechaber says only rice, it would seem. It would seem only rice. However, there are those that say that you make a shakal on potatoes. Why is that? Because the way that potatoes grow, they grow underground, similar to ginger, they grow out of a root. There's a root, but on top of the ground, there's another type of fruit, which is an inedible fruit, which grows like a cherry tomato almost. So therefore, what's the fruit? So if it's not, doesn't have a regular din of a hadama, therefore it grows in the ground, so it wouldn't have a din, it's not the real fruit, and therefore would not have a din of hadama. Ramesha and Shuva, Simin, the Divrei Yatzev says, that's why many people are neged to make a shakal, because they have a suffix what prophet is. First of all, maybe it's a mezainis like these Rishonim. Also, they don't grow the regular way, they're like a root. Not only that, they grow eyes, and they can grow potatoes. If you leave them in the right place for long enough, then they can start growing by the potatoes without being in the ground, b'chal. So maybe that's a shayla b'chal, what they are, and therefore, you make a shahakol, and you get out of shayla. Minig, reva olam, is like Ramesha writes in Tshuva, in Chilak Aleph Semen Samach, on the Erod Epil, you make a Adama. You make Adama, and it goes, even though it goes from a Shurish, it's like ginger, which is Mefurish in the Gemara, which is also a Shurish that you make a bracha of Hadama on, and Hadama Vrena Fashis. That's the Minigar Elam. Now, accordingly, potato starch, or potato flour. Potato starch is what it's called, which is many people use for cakes and cookies on Pesach. The bracha on these cakes and cookies are Shahakol, and not Vrena Fashis, like the din of Pasdechen in the Gemara, in the Mechaber. What's with corn? So Mr. Brewer is Mitzadid over here. He brings down that on corn, possibly, you should have to make a... He brings down a Chassam Sefer that maybe you should make a Mezeinus on corn. Why should you make a Mezeinus on corn? Because the Chassam Sefer goes that the reason why you make a Mezeinus on rice is not like the Rishonim, the Rush, that it's causing Tzor to leave. Rather, because rice is similar, like Rabbi Yechon Menuri says, you can be Yechon on Pesach, because it's Machmitz. So, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yechon Menuri, but the Halacha is, Rishami says, if you put wheat flour together with rice flour, then the wheat flour causes the rice flour to be Machmitz. So, Mamela, since it has the Tchuna of Chamesh Mini Dogon, that's why it gets the Din of Mezeinus. He says, if that's the case, corn for sure is Machmitz. And the Mela should have a din of Mezeinus. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says maybe it's included in the din of rice. And therefore it should have a din of Mezeinus. But my Mishnah Berurah says that Mitzveiko, I'm sorry, Alkein Anachal Lechatchila Shlo Yechlem Ela Teicha Sudo. Mishnah Berurah says you should only eat a Teicha Sudo. V'imiev Shalatit Kein Yivarach Shachal, says the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom. The Mishnah Berurah is Manenu. That is certainly not the minig that it's only grown, like some surfer says, as fodder, even though most of it is grown for fodder for animals. However, they have sweet corns, which are grown for human consumption, and that is the minig o'ilam, like I heard from Berkowitz, to make a, not to be, you don't have to be machmer tito techasuda. We make a hadama on it, and we're not going to make a mezeinus, except on rice. Not on potatoes, and not on corn. We don't eat it, and we don't have to eat it in techasuda, and we make a hadama on it. Now, and it's vadei natu adai to dahochi, that's a regular din of ha'adama. Now what's the story with corn flour? If you use corn flour, you make tortillas, you make tacos, and you make cornbread, and all those types of things. What bracha do you make on it? So Mr. Brewer actually brought down that maybe you should be making a ha'adama on it. A young man who used to be in the Chabura, who lives in Mexico, grew up in Mexico, and he told me that that's the main food staple there. The standard bread is cornbread. And they eat tortillas and tacos and all these types of things. That's what they fill themselves up on. What bracha do they make on it? So he says that it's really machlokes in the rabbanim over there. His rav says in echanami make adam on it. His rav says he make adam on it. The cherif it's nati lo'adai to da'achi, and that's what they use it for. Then in echanami, it could be what? You have to, a lot of them have real flour inside. If it has real flour inside, then in echanami not. But by those in that's probably only here in Eretz Yisrael. That they, or in other places, but in the places that they, like in Mexico, that they mamish have a lot of corn, that's the main staple mamish, and as long as it's not just ladavik, that's the main staple, and therefore you make a hadam on it. Now, even if it's not the... He asked me, he says, what's the pshat over here? There's a badat put on the Doritos, they make a shahakol. Doritos are like corn chips, all different types of flavors of corn chips. Now, this type of, the corn which is planted for Doritos is a strain of corn which is not edible for human beings. It's planted solely for the sake of grinding up into flour to turn it into Doritos. If that's the reason why it's planted, and it can't be consumed regularly by itself, then the bracha should be that it's something which could only be eaten when it's ground up, then that should retain its bracha, even afterwards it should be adama. And he told me something interesting. He said that Doritos used to have one flavor which did not have badat on it. It had a different hechsher on it. Now they all have a daf. They have a different hechsher, and on the bottom it said, Berchaz Nebrei Pri Adama. So in Echonami, Staka Natsu Pashi. It could be that it's totally in the two terutzim of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, why on Pas Deichin do you not make a Adama? You make a shakal. After in Pri Adama, he says, Kivan da Yideze Yotim Yiturias Pri, Ein Yocholemer Pri Adama. Since it was Yetziv and Teres Pri by the Deichin, therefore you can't make Adama, not a Pri Adama. Therefore you make a Shahakol. V'oid, he says, V'ef Shalom R'oid, V'nei She'in Derech Achilas Bekach, She'in Derech Las is Pas, means Alkein Yivarach Shahakol. He says, or it's not the Derech. Either because it's not a Pri, or it's not the Derech. He says, oh, if it's not the Derech, Hinei Lefitam Zev, V'mdina Shadakalas is Pas, And in the case where it's a derech to make pas from corn, ukedema, and you should have to make adama. So the is telling the two terutzim of the Mishnah Berurah. According to the first derech, it's not a pri anymore, so you can't make a pri adama on it. And according to the second derech, it's only because it's not the derech, that's why it's not. But if it is a derech, you make adama. That's the chur, the machlek is a poiskim, and that's the chur. Since you have a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah, the chur, I would presume that's why Badat says to make a shakol. It's a glass of suffix, and therefore, al kulam mamar shahakol yatsa. It could be that here it's different because the only way to use the pri is by grinding it up. And therefore, maybe it wasn't Yasmi Teres pri because you can't use it any other way. The last if, Bezo Hashem, for today, Irv Kemach Doichin Meshar Mine Kitni Yisim Kemach Shachamishas Mine Dovan Ubishli Bekedera Mavar Frem and Zenit Alamichel. If you mix together different types of flowers, Chamishas Mine Dovan, together with any other type of kidneyous flour, or rice flour for that matter, why? Because kol sheyesh mecha meishes mina dogan. Now, that means that even though you have a mixture of two different things together, you go basar the mezainis. How much mezainis do you have to have? How many much mina dogan do you have to be able to make a mezainis? Where's the? If you have one kernel of barley inside of your challah, you make a mezainis on it. If you have a mixture, then you go basar the mezainis. But at what point? So we saw as Machlekes Rishonim, the Ra, the Ritva, it's brought down in the Bir Halacha here. They say, at least the Ra, it's brought down that you need a Kedayas Dei Achilas Pras, that means 1/8, to be able to make, to say the Klal of Kol Sheyesh Mecha Meishes Mina Dogan. The Mishnah Berurah says not that way, we don't pass in that way. According to the Mechaber, even if you have less than that, you can make a Mizernis, this is the Din of Kol Sheyesh Mecha Meishes Mina Dogan. However, you still have to taste Tam Dogan. If you don't taste Tam Dogan, then your Inachanam is not going to be, if you're going to put in one kernel into your challenge, you're not going to taste Tam Dogan generally. You would not make a mezainis. That's when you get to the bracha rishenu. When you get to the bracha achrenu, then you need to have a kezayis bechdei achilas pras of mini dogon. We don't say kol sheyesh mechamish mini dogon, and even if you have a little bit, then the entire thing turns into an alamichio, no matter how much you have, even though there's such a tzad the Sharatim brings down. We do not pass in that way. You have to have a kezayis dei achilas pras, which means that if you need at least that 1/8, if a kezayis is a half of an egg, and 4 eggs is a achilas pras, then it's 1/8. The kezayis is 1/8 of achilas pras. You would need 12.5% of the food to have chameshes mina dogan to be able to make an alamichel. That's only if you ate 8 kezayisim. If you eat 8 kezayisim, then you have a kezayis of mina dogan. So the mezainis you're making regardless. Alamichel is only if you would have, a kezayis of the mina dogan mechdei achilas pras. Now, how do we define what goes into this kezayis? If you have a piece of cake, I have to start calling up the person that made the cake and ask my wife exactly how many cups of flour are there, and how many cups of sugar, and how many cups of oil, and now cheshbon out exactly how much mina dogan is in every single piece of cake to be able to know what bracha to make, So Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minig ha'olam is leinin pas kisnin shemurim betavlin harbe, any type of cookie and cake that has a lot of sugar and other types of spices. The minhag olam is that we count the other types of spices, sugars, that are together with the flour, and therefore if you have a cookie, which is a regular standard cookie, that is the size of a kezayis, even though half of it is sugar and eggs and other types of things, L'chur, you can make an alamichel on that. Ulay she'taim abnei she'atavlin bo lahachshir so'ichol mitzarvim o'ichol gufa l'shir. It's coming, the sugar is coming to be machshir of the flour, and therefore it's mitzarv. However, he ends off l'chatchila toiv lizar l'shar she'be'akemach shir kezayis. The best thing is that we should really call up the person that made it. Anytime you go to a kiddush, you should find out who made the cookies. Ask the husband if he knows how much flour is inside to be able to know how many, or you could just have like the machmer. Take another cookie, or another two, or three. So we asked about the brownies. Brownies very often are only 50% flour, even much less than that, 40% flour. It could be even less than that. Make a mezainis, you have to have, if you have a piece of brownie which is the size of a kezayis, you might have to have two or three pieces to be able to get a kezayis. If you want to get the kemach, lemaisa. I heard from Berkowitz that the minig ha'olam is like the Chazon Ish says, and like the minig ha'olam that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that we go together, we cheshbin out the sugar and the other things together in the cake, as a chelik of the kezayis, and a mele you can make a mezainis. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Tshuva, Mincha Shlema, Tzadi Aleph Dalit, and this I heard from Berkowitz as well, we do not count something which is not coming there to be machshir the kemach. And Mamela, if you have a icing on top, the icing doesn't count. If you have a ragla, which is a layer of chocolate, the layer of chocolate doesn't count because you have the cookie, the dogon, regardless of the chocolate. The chocolate is just an extra layer. It's not mixed together. If you have a seven-layer cake and you only have a kezayis together with the cream, you'll make a mezainis at the beginning and you'll make a brain of fashas at the end because you do not count the cream. Because the cream is a different layer, it doesn't go in. If you have chocolate chips in a cookie, lachara also, you would not count the chocolate chips inside of the cookie. Now, the final thing that we'll end off is that I showed it to the Olam, and I sent it out as an email. We have a bread mix. This is for people that cannot have gluten. It's made out of 53% amilan chita, which is wheat starch. Somehow they're able to chemically extract the wheat starch from the kernel. It has almost no nutritional value. Literally, no, that's what they say, I'm not joking. It has no nutritional value, but it doesn't have gluten. Not only doesn't have nutritional value, it also doesn't have gluten. The second ingredient is kemach eretz, is rice flour. So that's basically what it's made out of. Basically made out of 50, about half, a little bit more than half of it is made out of wheat starch, and probably about 40-something percent is made out of rice flour. Now, lechura, the bracha, when you make it, is mizernis. If you make it into bread, the bracha is hamaitzi. Interestingly enough, the Badatz writes over here, Birchasei HaMaitzi, underneath their insignia, they write Birchasei HaMaitzi, B'chdei levarech birchas hamazon, yesh lechol shtei kezeisim toich arba dekot. They write that you should make to be able to make a HaMaitzi, to make a birchas hamazon, you have to have two kezeisim. And the question is, why? If we go like the Minhag HaOlam, that everything is mitzdarev together with the flour, so lechor you should have one kezeis, is enough. And the answer is, lechor. Because this is not the standard case of a... It's only when you have sugar and other things that are coming to enhance the flour. But here's two different types of flour. So you could only count... So you could only... In every kezayis, you have... Half is made out of... Every kezayis of a cookie or of a roll, half of it is sugar and oil and wheat flour, or wheat starch, and half of it is sugar and oil and rice flour. Memela... In every kezayis, you're really only having a half a kezayis of wheat and its machshirim. And therefore, you would have to have two kezayisim to be able to make a birchas hamazon. The same thing is also with all these type of things. Kokoman and these type of things are made with diganim. Kemach eretz, kemach chita, mechal gluten. It's made out of flour, 33%. 33% made out of flour. Of the 33%, partially is rice and partially is wheat. What bracha are you making it? Kol sheyesh mechamish mina dogmin. Make a mezainus on it. And that's actually what they do, right? But that's right there on the bottom. Kosher mishat chaliva. Birchosay mezainus. You make a mezainus. However, there's a very slim chance that you will be able to get a kezayis v'echelas pras. And if you're pashtis, you are not able to. If you ate like 6 or 7 in 2 minutes, I don't know, 4 minutes maybe. But pashas not, and therefore you would only make a brand of pashas afterwards.